Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I talk about the Brewpub Shootout and drinking some Canadian whiskey. All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork knocked out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? It's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Welcome to another episode of Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, Brad, I'm Nick Waite.
And this is your weekly show where Nick and I talk about what we've been drinking, where we're going to be drinking, and what we are drinking now.
Yeah, right? All so, three.
So the past, present, and future drinking for us on Chicago Beer Pass. I never looked at it that way.
Yeah.
So we'll kick it off with our present drinking.
Yeah, we try to crack open a bottle every week of something fun, something local if we can.
Yep.
We're rolling with the good folks at Lagunitas.
Right. So
not Lagunitas.
Not Lagunitas.
No.
Lagunitas. <That's>
not like Laguntas.
That's the Egyptian pharaoh, Laguntas. So you go there quite a bit.
Yeah.
Do you consider them a Chicago brewery?
It's interesting. I mean, because they did, their original location is in Cali.
Okay.
And this is their second location. They are hiring tons of Chicagoans in this massive factory they have way out on like 18th and Western.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're brewing beer in the city. They're more of a Chicago brewery than, what is it, the Chicago Beer Company, right? Yeah. The Windy City Wheat, or the beer's like fucking from Wisconsin.
Sure.
Okay. Right? They're more of a Chicago brewery than those guys.
All right, fair enough. So. Whenever I think Lagunitas, I still think West Coast.
Yeah, I think Petaluma.
Mainly because they haven't let me go in there because they're always closed when I show up.
They got some wacky hours. Yeah, it is the largest brewery in the history of Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a big place.
So we're drinking their undercover, it's just undercover ale,
yeah,
right?
Undercover Investigation Shutdown Ale.
Okay.
9.5%. It looks like it was brewed to celebrate what they call the St. Paddy's Day Massacre, where they were throwing a party, and then the party was interrupted by some undercover cops.
Okay.
Yeah, and it looks like this. There's a little story on here that says they dedicate this to the world's would-be astronauts. And they said once that the reason they do that is because the cop that busted them, they were like, hey, man, is this what you want to do, is put like all these small businesses out of business?
Yeah.
You know, is this, you want to bust people that are trying to make a living? He's like, what is this what you wanted to be when you grew up? And he was like, nah, man, I wanted to be an astronaut.
Yeah. So that's a rough thing to say. This is what you want to do? Well, no, but it's my job now.
Right.
I'm so sorry. It's like yelling at the people that give you parking tickets. Is this what you want to do? No, but it's my job. Like, I can't. I don't want to give you a ticket. I don't want to get a ticket. If I don't give you a ticket, I don't have a job.
two sides. It's every way looking at it, right? Yeah. So this is a 9.5% American Strong Ale.
Oh, I thought it was a
limited
IPA.
Release. Is it an IPA?
No, I don't know.
I don't know what this is.
I think we've talked about this before, although we do enjoy Lagunitas beers.
Yeah.
They're
always available.
Yeah, they're always available. You can get them I picked this up at Target.
There you go.
That's how easy it is to get Lagunitas beer. It's do I want 312 or Lagunitas? I want Lagunitas.
They're definitely going to be leading the charge in places that you haven't seen craft beer.
Because Lagunitas was probably brewed here and 312 wasn't.
See?
So there we go.
there you go.
But all their beer, it kind of tastes the same.
Very similar taste profiles on a lot of their stuff.
Yep.
With the exception of maybe pills and a little something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you line this, you close your eyes, you line this beer up next to the IPA, next to the uncensored, you know, list goes on.
Yeah, maybe the cappuccino stout might taste different. Maybe, I don't know, I haven't had it in a while. It might be
But then there's like New Dogtown Ale, you know, like all these beers, you know, they vary in color and ABV, but they remind you of each other a lot.
Yeah, and I think that's just the hop profile, could be the yeast, who knows. Or we know it's one of those two. Who knows what it is? It's one of those.
Yeah.
But not necessarily a bad thing, so that's cool. So 9.5%. That's a big beer. All right, we got a couple to get through.
Yeah.
Well, should we jump into this past week and what we made it to?
Let's do it, man. Now, you made it to an event I've never been to that right. I'm kind of excited that somebody I know went.
So this is my first time going.
Right.
And this was the Brew Pub Shootout, the 18th annual. This has been going on for 18 years.
Jeez.
I did not know that. Like, what Brew Pub was around for a Brew Pub Shootout 18 years ago?
Seriously.
What, Rock Bottom?
Jax?
Which...
I don't know where that came from.
Jax?
No, the Tap and the Growler. It's called Jax Tavern now. It's on Jackson.
Okay.
But it used to be called the Tap and the Growler, like way before my time.
Right. So we had Goose Island and Rock Bottom, maybe? I don't know what. Yeah. When Rock Bottom came. Oh, I wonder who won that. Goose Island, maybe?
It was a draw.
Yeah, it's like the quick draw shootout.
Everybody wins. There's only fucking three breweries.
So this year there was, I believe, 12 or 13 breweries.
Yeah.
Not all of them were Brew Pubs. There was like Off Color there. Mm-hmm. They were serving food with a Pub Royale.
Okay.
Three Floyds was there. So, you know, they have their Brew Pub.
Yeah.
Half Acre was there. Brick Store was there. Or Brickstone, sorry. Brick Store's in Alabama. Or not Alabama, Georgia.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Brick Store.
A lot of good food, a lot of great beer, a lot of tacos.
Really? Like, if that's like the trend, like everyone's rolling?
That was the trend this year. We talked to a couple people, and they said in the past, it kind of changes up. Like, one year it was all desserts. Like, everyone had desserts.
Yeah.
One year it was a lot of chili. This year just happened to be tacos.
Nothing wrong with tacos.
No, but you kind of want something different there. Yeah. I guess I'm glad it was tacos and not desserts, because I would have got sick of that, like, real fast.
Real quick, yeah.
So tacos were kind of nice, but then you start to compare everyone's tacos. Like, rather than, like, oh, is this food good? You're like, is that taco better than this taco?
Right.
No, I'm going to go have that taco.
Now, was this intentional? Like, you know how, like, cause some things, like, there's a theme, and you know, and this year's theme is, you know, tacos, or this year's theme is, you know, lamb kebabs or whatever. Was it like that? And
no, because Goose Island, I talked to Lisa.
I don't know why I say
for a minute.
Oh, you saw.
And she said they had like this banana puff pastry thing that was, it was fine. But
so it was just a coincidence. This taco
it was
thing.
Just coincidence of tacos. It's taco year. I don't know. It was kind of funny that everyone thinks like, I guess it's a good food for an event where you just like grab a taco, eat it because they're pretty small. Couple bites, move on. Haymarket was doing, it was almost a twist on a taco because it was like a wild Thai boar sausage in one of those Asian buns. So it was kind of a sandwich.
The fluffy bun.
It was kind of a sandwich, kind of a taco thing.
Yeah.
But it was like an Asian boar taco.
Huh.
Which one
of these taco items did you love?
I think my two favorites were, I loved Half Acres.
Okay.
Their Thai sausage was great and the combination there. And then Five Rabbit.
Yeah.
They had an awesome taco.
They know what they're doing with these
tacos. I would be disappointed if their taco was like, what is this? We got some sour cream and cheese on here. their taco was really good, and I think I went back for that taco a couple times.
Yeah.
But you get full at this really fast. So that was the only downside, and then you're kind of like, that full drinking it's rough.
Now, is this space that you're in, is this like a museum or something? Like the Zubi, right?
Zubu Art Center up in Bridgeport area.
How's that place compared to, because I've only been to Phobab when Phobab was down there.
Yeah.
So how does that place compare to the Phobab?
The Phobab space is nicer.
Okay.
This seemed okay. Like, there was art downstairs where you had to wait to get in.
Yeah.
Upstairs was just kind of this empty, lofty thing that wasn't, it didn't seem as nice as the Bridgeport. Was it Bridgeport Art Center?
Yeah. Skyline Loft at Bridgeport Art Center was badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We didn't know, Maeve and I didn't know, that you kind of want to get there a little early so you can get dibs on a table. Because
if you don't, now you're walking around with beer in one hand, taco in the other.
Yeah, so we found a couple chairs against the wall,
yeah.
And we put our coats on there, and that was kind of our home base. Yeah. But it's nice to have a table. And I think if you're there with a group of friends, you can grab a table and kind of all sit there. And someone can go just man the table, I guess. And someone goes good stuff. And, like, you have, like, a place to hang out and, like, pass food and grab a bunch of things rather than Maeve and I had to finish one and then move on to the next one.
Was there any crew there, either from beer or food standpoint, where you were like, oh, man, you totally caught me off guard at how good this is. I didn't expect you guys to be this good.
Oh, I don't know. Everyone was pretty solid. Two brothers was there, but they were just serving, like, a taco. And then they're pairing because it's, like, always you pair a beer with your food.
Yeah.
They just had Dumaine DuPage. They had another beer as, like, an extra beer, but it's, like, come on. It seemed like you phoned it in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of sucks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Off Color was doing, I forget what they had. I felt like it was like a grapefruity thing, but then they gave a little bit of rum to the special guests. Like if they knew you, you get like a shot of rum in your little sampler. It was like, all right, all right, thank you. but it was a fun event.
And don't forget this with your sample. Yeah. Vote for table number 12.
Mm-hmm. I saw afterwards, I didn't stay for the award ceremony, but I saw afterwards that Haymarket won, I believe, best food and beer pairing.
Right on.
So, good for them.
Yeah.
Highly recommend that. I think I posted some photos of that food on the Facebook page.
Yeah, I saw that it said micro brew pub and micro brewery shootout. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did talk to Pete for a little while about the new space.
Okay.
And I don't remember if you mentioned this too, but they said they're getting pizza ovens there. Mm-mm. And everything will be cooked in these pizza ovens. Everything will be wood cooked. There'll be no gas.
Oh.
And so it's all going to be a lot of pizzas, things that you can cook in the pizza oven, maybe calzones. I don't know. Probably some sort of appetizer dip kind of thing, and I don't know who knows what, but pizza is like going to be their main thing, and I think
up in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. So they can just turn those ovens on, get them hot enough, cook the pizzas super fast. I think he said something about like only having food like Monday, Wednesday, Friday or something like that, so it's not food every day, so it's less prep. Something about like making the sausages and taking it up there. Did you say that or maybe they mentioned that? I don't know. No. I'm forgetting where I'm hearing all my information from. Sausages will be made in Chicago.
Okay.
Or they're working with someone to make them there or something like that. So, but that's cool. That's going to be like a different kind of thing than the Chicago place.
Yeah. Yeah, because their current place is like a full kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Breakfast, lunch, brunch, Bloody Mary bar, the whole nine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think they want to maybe focus more on the beer and probably the packaging up there and like
that. Yeah, that's true. It's like, hey, you know, if we'll have something, but it's not really, you're not really here for food.
We're really here, like, but they also want to, like, they're all working there, so they want to be able to eat too. So there's probably like that thing, like you can't always be like, it's far away, so you got to drive somewhere else to get food and pick up food and all that kind of thing. So
I hear that.
So excited for that. But the Brewpub Shootout, I think it was fun, and I think being part of the Chicago Beer Society and getting tickets, definitely do that. Was it like the best event?
That's rumblings on the World Wide Web that it's the best event in the city. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know about that. I would say no.
Okay.
It's not the best event. I do like the Beer Fly Alley Fight. That is the same kind of event. It's like a mini Brewpub Shootout.
Right. It's like beer, food, and art.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very similar.
Mm-hmm. But not to say you shouldn't go to it at least once, check it out. It was still fun.
Okay. But very cool.
That was really what I did.
Okay.
I think I went to, afterwards, we went to Geek Bar and played some games and hung out there for a little while. But other than that, that was my Saturday night.
Yeah. Damn. Now, I haven't been to Geek Bar. Where's Geek Bar?
Geek Bar is like almost next door to Peace.
Oh, okay.
So all right. Easy to get to. How about you? You make it anything this past week?
I went to one event, man. The Collingwood folks were in town. Collingwood is a Canadian whiskey, and they're in town. They the crew behind Collingwood is Brown Bowman. So apparently they own like a ton of brands, right? They own like Jack Daniels, let's see, Woodford Reserve, okay, just to name a few. And, you know, they got this new whiskey out. It's relatively new, a few years old, called Collingwood. Collingwood is a Canadian whiskey named after, like, a particular region in, like, I guess that'd be eastern Canada, right? Oh, cool. Like, right, just north of Toronto, right? That kind of thing. Yeah, and they're like, yeah, come out and try this whiskey. So they actually had they had a 21-year-old whiskey that they lost in the warehouse, right? They lost the barrels, and they accidentally aged it for 21 years.
Okay.
So we had that before. They sent a sample of it out, and we weren't too crazy about it. I don't know if maybe it's our palate, but we just thought it was just way too much oak for us. Way too much oak. I mean, it's whiskey, so yeah. I was gonna say it's way too boozy, but it's
way
fucking
too
whiskey.
Much whiskey.
Way too much whiskey in this whiskey, but definitely like super oaky.
Okay.
But their mainline product is like a 6-year-old whiskey. And, you know, what I learned, I didn't know much about, like, what makes it, you know, different from, like, American whiskey. So American oak, it has to be, like, 51% corn. It has to be a fresh barrel.
Okay.
New oak. Their whiskey is actually aged in previously used Jim Beam barrels.
Huh. Okay.
And then the Canadians, they have a little less restriction on what can go in whiskey. So sometimes, you know, they're blending it with, like, you know, some of their favorite wines. You know, just small percentages. Like, there's this 9% that you can play with. So you can put, like, sherry in it. You know, you can put, like, you know. You can
That's
put
weird. 9%, you can put anything you want. Yeah. Kool-Aid.
You just want to throw some ginger in there. You know, hot sauce. No.
Hot sauce. I had 9% hot sauce.
Right, like, you got this 9% window that you can play with. You know, is what she's saying. I'm like, that's different. You know, but like when it's not a new barrel, I think it lends itself to like a softer finish, right?
Okay.
And then they once it's out the barrel, they age it on these toasted maple wood staves, you know, further, like, you know, they just kind of run it, like, just let it sit on.
Get that
wood.
Real Canadian flavor, that maple.
Exactly, yeah. Like, these Canadians, man, they got the maple.
There's so much maple that it's like, I don't know.
It's on their flag. The maple leaf is on their, the nation's flag, you know.
If it's an export, it's got to taste and smell like maple.
Yeah, or bacon, Canadian bacon. Yeah. It was a good event, man. It was at Bottle Fork, a place I've never been to in River North. It's part of the Rocket Ranch crew. So they own Rocket and then Sunda and then like the Underground Lounge and all that kind of jazz. And so the guys there making cocktails for this whiskey. We talked a lot about Canadian whiskey and we had some cocktails. And cool, man. I'm actually looking forward to like getting up there maybe learn a little bit more about it. They said that, you know, the Canadian Mist is on their label, which is another Canadian whiskey that I've never had.
That's a whiskey? It's not like
a...
It's not like an Arbor Mist?
Is it wine? What is Canadian Mist?
I know Arbor Mist.
What Canadian Mist, I'm pretty sure, is a whiskey.
All right. Is it a wine? Like, is it... We're about to Arbor Mist up. Is like a wine cooler? Is it a whiskey cooler?
Right. Is it... Yeah,
well,
is it that?
Could be pretty good. Like, is it for, like, whiskey cocktails?
What the hell is Canadian Mist?
Canadian Mist.
Canadian Mist is a whiskey.
Okay.
All right.
I like my idea better.
Yeah, it's a blended Canadian whiskey. Yeah, you had me there for a second. It's like I've never had it. They said they do 1.3 million cases of Canadian Mist a year.
Okay.
That's their top brand. And they were looking at something. So like Crown Royal is like their arch rival. You know, it's like... you know, Yankees, Mets kind of thing, right? You know, Cubs, Sox, like, that's their arch rival in Canada, or Canada, right? So they wanted to make, like, a top-shelf brand. If you look at the bottle, it's got that square, stumpy shape, just like the Woodford Reserve barrel. So the whole idea was to make a whiskey that was kind of, like, comparable to
and
that.
And that's the Canadian Mist?
Canadian Mist is their top-selling brand.
Okay.
That's, you know.
That's their...
But the Collingwood is their top-shelf, like... Their top shelf whiskey that compares to the top shelf offerings from Crown Royal.
Okay, but not Crown Royal itself.
Correct, but it's not Crown Royal.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's Crown Royal's?
Crown Royal is like the original Canadian, probably the most popular Canadian whiskey.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's just like they don't. That's their competition.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Crown Royal has other whiskeys in that family.
Yeah, yeah, they got different variants. You know, like like fruit variants, and then like okay. I was at Benny's today. I was picking up like some cream liqueur and. There's a Crown Royal in the glass shelf, like with, you know, they got like Macallan 18 year, and then they got like this Crown Royal Reserve.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So there's different levels of Crown Royal. I think the one we know
is in the little like sack
with the little purple, with the little purple satchel.
Yeah, the little magic like pouch you get with it. I don't know what you do with that pouch afterwards.
Like, yeah, man. You know, I just know like you know, a lot of people maybe put barrettes or something in them. I don't know.
Keep your dust for magicians.
So.
All right.
That's all I did. I hung out at that's all I did for beer events. I did hang out for Chicago Restaurant Week. I went to GT and Oyster. Fantastic place.
I like that place. Yeah.
Really good place, man. Got a nice little prefix. And the food was fine. The wine was fine.
Okay.
But dude, they're selling local beers, man. You know, which is awesome. You know, your Metropolitans, your Half Acres, your Lagunitas, Pils for like $9 a pop, man.
Wow.
For like a 12-ounce. I'm like, dude,
$9.
I thought we were trying to get away from that, you know. I could see if, you know, you brought the beer in from Belgium or, you know, or hey, it's from the brewery in California, the family Rue. You know, they made this beer like fucking 6 miles away, man. It's a pilsner. Like, why is this beer $9? The entire list was $9. It blew me away. So
that's kind of nuts because you know Metro is not getting that markup, you know.
Exactly.
Like that's just straight up markup for them.
Yeah. So
I wonder if it's higher because it is restaurant week, so they know that people are like, all right, we got a cheap menu, jack up the booze.
Which, yeah, booze drives a lot of profit at restaurants, right?
Interesting.
So, but yeah.
Speaking of Metro, did you see that sweet photo they posted on Twitter and Facebook?
How rad is that? The truck?
The truck.
So I guess it's like a Windy City truck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like the Metro robot. It looks like he's shredding the truck, the delivery truck.
And you see a bunch of cases of Metro beers behind it.
That's cool. I've seen a Half Acre one for Akari Shogun, and up to this point, that was the coolest one I've seen until I saw that one.
This one, like I'm gonna take a photo when I see
that robot. Looks great. Yeah.
Check out their Twitter if you haven't seen that. I might have retweeted on ours, but not sure on that. I will after this. But so those are events this past week.
Yes.
All right. I feel like a respectable showing.
Yeah.
All right. Should we jump into this coming week?
Yeah, let's see what we got here. We can start with the 28th, which looks like a Thursday. You good with that?
All right. Yeah, not a Saturday like I thought. No, I was a month ahead.
February 28th might be a Saturday.
Yeah.
We got the Samuel Smith Tap Takeover. So Sam Smith is the vintage Yorkshire England brewery.
Yeah.
They're taking over taps at Sheffield. So there's going to be like a full like swag bag giveaway and maybe like 7 or 8. Old English beers.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they do like what? English browns and English red. Like it's just kind of.
Yeah, English brown, English red. There's a stout.
Classic styles, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also on the 28th is a tap takeover for Avery at Timothy O'Toole's.
Okay.
Timothy O'Toole's is right downtown, like walking distance from Navy Pier.
And I haven't been to Timothy O'Toole's in forever. It's been a while.
They say they're a unique space, man. They're the number one account for Floyd's, for Founders, for Sam Adams, New Belgium. The list goes on and on. Stone. They're the number one account locally for those brands. But then when St. Paddy's Day rolls around, you know, they're moving 60 kegs a day of fucking Miller Lite.
They should probably get us out there and invite us over for a on location, see what they're doing.
I'd be down for that. Yeah. Those guys are cool as hell. This is a they've got 10 beers from Avery. These are 5-ounce flights. You can get a gift bag, keychain, sticker, koozie, all that jazz. Everyone gets that when they buy the flight.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't had many Avery beers in a while. Like I tend to drink a lot of local stuff. Not because we do the show, but because I want to support the friends at all these breweries here. So I haven't had a lot of Avery beers.
It totally makes sense. In the past, I've really liked Mistopheles is a fun beer. Their IPA.
Yeah.
Is cool because it's like a. It's like, if, I don't think it's like it didn't it didn't it was a lot more malt forward. I think.
Okay.
Than I was. That's what I was trying to get out.
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay.
So that's. That's on the 28th.
Nice, okay. Anything on the, what's that, Friday the 29th?
No, nothing on Friday, but on Saturday, it looks like the 5th annual Chaos Stout and Chili event.
All right, Chaos is the homebrew club on the north side, right?
Correct. Okay. So they're starting at 6 p.m., they're going to midnight, and it's almost like a promo tool for you to like try out the membership. So if you want to go, then you can pay like $35 for like a 45-day membership.
Okay.
You know, and then you get to enjoy all these beers. And some Chaos grads include like the guys from Vice District. Uh-huh. You know, and
Gary Gully was probably
Gary Gully's from Chaos. BJ Pitchman from Forbidden Root. He and previously of Spiteful.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was affiliated with those guys for a long time. Yeah. One of the premier homebrew clubs in the city. You know.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So that's 6 p.m. to midnight on Saturday the 30th. Also on Saturday the 30th, I don't know if you heard of this brewery, but it's a brewery called Metal Monkey Brewing. They're having their grand opening way out in Romeoville.
No.
No, me either. I looked them up, and then there's the photos of the guys are online. I'm still not familiar.
This feels like the guy you told that story where your friend sold that Dark Lord.
Not Dark Lord, the Bourbon County Stout. He sold a bottle of Bourbon County Rare to a guy who had just purchased the brewing equipment from Goose Wrigley.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, I can't tell you.
But he rolled up in like a real expensive car.
Oh, dude, he rolled up in the same car that Iron Man drives, like that Audi, you know, with the steering wheel, like more.
So I feel like this guy would invest, because he's not working there, but he would invest in a brewery called Metal Monkey. What was it? Metal Monkey and what?
Metal Monkey Brewing.
Metal Monkey Brewing.
Who are these guys? Like, they're Romeoville, and they're going to have a grand opening party at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Romeo. Yeah, they'll have like pizza trucks, like Chicago Pizza Boss will be there. That kind of thing.
And Romeoville is like, it's like a west,
south,
west suburb.
Like deep southwest burbs.
Like Bolingbrook.
Ish.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Bolingbrook, Naperville, Romeoville, they're all over there. I think I worked at Hollywood Video in Romeoville for a little bit.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Romeoville and Joliet. Yeah, like right, like back to
that. Yeah, okay.
All right, that's Saturday. And then we have to go back. We go to Tuesday, which is February already.
Yeah, all right.
Next Tuesday, February 2nd.
All right, we'll be here recording.
We'll be here recording. And then Link's Tap Room, which we shot on location there.
Yeah.
They're doing a Groundhog's Day event.
Oh, is that Groundhog's Day? February 2nd, yeah.
Yeah. They're going to be showing the Bill Murray movie, Groundhog's Day.
Okay.
On all the screens, and they're going to have a Founders event. So a lot of cool Founders backstage stuff. Blanchy Monk, which I really like. Project Pat, which is their IPA they aged in the CBS Maple Barrels.
Okay.
Curmudgeon, Mosaic Promise, Dark Penance, which is a black IPA. Yeah, and a lot of other fun stuff on a Tuesday night in Wicker Park.
All right. Maybe I'll have to roll over there after we record next week, because do like Groundhog Day, the movie.
Yeah.
Not the day, actually. Like, the day's dumb. But the movie is great.
I have to see it. I don't think I've seen it.
What? Yeah. All right.
You know, I'm making it a point to watch Smokey and the Bandit this weekend. That's another movie I haven't seen.
I don't know if I've ever seen Smokey.
Yeah, I hear it's all about, like, them, like, smuggling beer across, like, state lines. Like, one state's illegals and they're smuggling beer across.
Oh, yes. I don't know if I've seen that.
I'm going to watch that, too.
All right.
All right. But, yeah, that's it for events, man.
Oh, sounds like a late week, but there's some good stuff there, I think, with Timothy O'Toole's, and not focused on, I guess, Chicago beer, but a lot of good stuff happening.
Yeah, that's true.
And then we should mention you should get tickets for the Polar Beer Fest that's happening Saturday the 27th.
Okay, February.
And that's over at Rock Bottom, Chicago. That's a fun event. It's like half outside, half inside. Sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's not. It's hard to say with the weather we're having.
Yeah,
if it's
going
to be cold or not.
Yeah, because it was 41 degrees yesterday. It was fantastic.
Yeah, today, yesterday, I wouldn't mind being up on the roof drinking beer.
For sure.
No problem. And then even Dark Side over at Emporium.
Yeah.
That's Sunday the 28th. Mm-hmm. So that's another event you should get tickets for.
Yeah, totally.
But that does it for events for this week. I'm sure we'll talk about both those coming up here soon.
Yes.
As far as beer news, anything happening?
We have a little bit of beer news. The big story is the good folks at Forbidden Root have announced their opening day.
That's right.
So it's going to be February 18th. So up to this point, they've been brewing at Five Rabbit out in like near Midway Airport, like in the southwest burbs, basically.
Yeah.
Right. Now they got their own space. Their space is an old movie theater that opened in 1909. So it sits basically at Chicago and Wood, like right in Westtown.
There. Okay.
So that's a pretty exciting project. I can remember like clear as day, man. Like a couple years ago, they had this meeting where, you know, in the middle of winter about whether or not they should do it.
Yeah.
And it was really impressive, like how many people showed up there. And then brewers were there too. You know, like Pipeworks was there.
Oh, that's right. I do remember. Half Acre was there.
Yeah, it was a really cool showing. You know, they really wanted to turn this old movie theater into something fun, and up to that point, it wasn't fun at all.
Yeah.
You know. So they've got a full kitchen in there, like a 30 barrel system. And then their chef used to work at Blackbird and Avec.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So
Maeve and I were just over that way recently, and I was like, I wonder if the Forbidden Root tap room opened yet.
Yeah.
And then, like, a couple days later, this news got announced. So I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah, so good for them, man. There's going to be a newlywed game for New Year's Eve. Not New Year's Eve, for Valentine's Day. Got a Valentine's Day newlywed game at Shakers on Clark.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're going to reenact the actual game, the newlywed game.
Yeah.
You can be actually newlyweds. You can be married. Or if you're just dating someone off Tinder, you know, they encourage you all to come to this event.
Don't do it if you're just dating someone.
Yeah, and then they're going to, you know, they've got like 50 beers and bottles. They do Long Island specials. That's their thing. Long Island and martini specials are their thing.
Nice.
And they've got a really extensive bottle list there because they don't have any draft lines. And if you want to do something fun for Valentine's Day, they announced today that they're going to have the newlywed game at their place on Valentine's Day.
That's fun. That's also dangerous.
It could be very dangerous. You might get left at Shakers on Clark.
Yeah.
Or you might go home and, you know, things aren't rolling as you expected because you fucked up in the newlywed game.
Your bags are packed or on the street. Yeah.
And then finally in news, man, Stone Brewing. It's their 20th anniversary this year.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, man. 1996.
Whoa, okay.
For the West Coast guys. They're doing what's called an encore series. So some of their most popular beers, they're going to re-release every month to celebrate their 20th anniversary. And this beer this month is going to be the what was their 12th anniversary beer. It's the Bitter Chocolate Oatmeal Stout. Yeah, so they'll do this every month. Stone Brewing is a giant, man. They're in 10 countries now, and they're in 39 states. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, that's kind of fun. 20 years. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, some good events, some good beer news. We hit 30 minutes here. I think that's our good spot to get out of here, call it a day, and continue our drinking elsewhere. Nick, where can people reach you, find you when you're not recording?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Working on tweeting more there, more photos, a lot of stuff coming out there. So be sure to follow us up there. But I think the best place to follow us is on our Facebook page, really. All the episodes, we share links there, and other events we don't make it to or don't even talk about here on the show, go up there, especially ones that we have to get tickets for and gotta, you know, plan ahead of time. That's a good place to find out about them.
Yeah.
And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube videos that are up now that you can watch us ramble on here are there as well. So check that out. And that'll do it for this week's episode. Thanks for watching.
Cheers.